You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are excited to be speaking with Mr. Brandon Cockrell. He is the president of Linchpin Sales Interactive that specializes in using the most popular digital platforms available. Think Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Google, etc. to find customers and buyers for their clients so they don't have to. You got to love the sounds of this, and Mr. Cockrell, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, man, super excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, and great to have you out. So tell us, what are the biggest challenges clients face when they contact you?
So the biggest challenge is getting the right people into the door. So regardless if they've got brick and mortar or they're looking for, you know, sort of more phone calls, the phone to actually ring, or if they've got an e-commerce store, they need more buyers. They need more quality opportunities to sell to, regardless of what business you're running, whether it's a product or service. That is the number one issue that people have when they contact us, and that's what we help them do. We help them generate more traffic, more customers, build up their databases, and ultimately create sales, because at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
So true there. Now, given all the recent news with Facebook, what effects do you think it will have with marketing on Facebook and within the world of digital marketing?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, obviously that's a sensitive subject right now, everything that's going on with Facebook and data collection and regulations and like that. I definitely think that there will be more regulations that come. Obviously, in Europe, they've just had a big regulation. The GDPR that is obviously setting a standard, I think, for collection of people's data online, and something that wasn't around obviously before that took effect at the end of May. So that is going to obviously help you control where your data goes and see who is getting your data and how they use it. But more importantly, from the marketing standpoint on these platforms, as they continue to be watched more closely, your data is watched more closely as far as who's using it for what, it's going to really have a big effect on weeding out the businesses that aren't building a long-term brand. And brand, I think, is going to be more important than ever now. And the good marketers, the good advertisers, the good businesses, the ones with really good brand are going to be the ones that come out on top, I think. So, you know, it's been a good ride, but I think now as these continue to get more regulated, there's going to be opportunity there for businesses really to come out of the woodwork and come out on top because of that.
Now, what do you think is the biggest opportunity businesses are missing out on when trying to market their business?
Just the tools and resources that are available to them through these platforms. You know, you think about Facebook, they provide opportunities very easily that you can go on, put an offer out there, target people within certain zip codes and areas and demographics to put your brand and put your message out in front of them. And they're not hard to set up, very cost efficient. Even if you're looking on Google or YouTube or Instagram, all of these platforms have undervalued attention, and it's all about getting in front of that and utilizing those resources that they give you in the digital space to get your name out there and do it very cost efficiently. I just think that you know, a lot of people are missing out on that, and the opportunities that to drive business and actually create a return on investment in their marketing by utilizing these platforms and the marketing tools available through those.
Definitely some solid information there today. We're joined by Mr. Brandon Cockrell. He is the president of Linchpin Sales Interactive that specializes in using the most popular digital platforms available. Think Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Google, etc. to find customers and buyers for their clients so they don't have to. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, SEO is a huge buzzword that has been around for a long time. Do you think it is still important for businesses to invest in it?
Absolutely. I mean, SEO is just now starting to come up to where people are starting to understand that term. And I think that's the one thing with Facebook ads and, you know, all the ads that are available too, it's just still so new. People don't quite grasp how important and how valuable these tools can be. People are starting to see that with SEO right now. And you're always going to have SEO and need to pop up in searches, regardless of if that is how you search for a business right now, which may be typing it into the Google search bar, or in the future, where I think a lot of things are going with Alexas and Google Homes and things like that, voice search. And SEO is just going to be as important for the platform the way you use it today, that you want to be the first one that pops up and always have that organic traffic available to you. But even in the future, you're going to want to have the everything in place so that you're popping up first, regardless of which search engine or search tool they're going to be utilizing. So SEO is still just as important as it has always been, and definitely need to make sure that you're investing in some way and monitoring and maintaining a good presence online.
And Mr. Cockrell, looking ahead, where do you see the world of marketing going into the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I think that, you know, people are going to become more and more engaged and educated in the digital space, utilizing these platforms where everybody's attention is, i.e. Facebook, YouTube, Google, these platforms that people spend tons of their time on this day and age on their mobile phones. And as that continues to happen, what's undervalued attention now, which is why small businesses can take advantage of them so affordably, is going to just drive that price up once the big players start taking notice to the return on investment they can get. So, you know, at that point, what platforms are going to become popular? What marketing is going to become that next go-to, especially for the small business owner? And I think over the next 5 to 10 years, and I mentioned it on the last question, but I really think voice is going to play a big role in marketing as the next 5 to 10 years comes along. I think voice utilizing the Alexas and Google Homes and things like that I mentioned, being able to effectively utilize those tools and resources to make sure that your business pops up first when somebody asks for that product or that service that you offer. So really getting ahead of that and keeping your eye out for what's to come in the voice arena, I think, is going to be critical.
Yeah, voice will play a big part. I'm seeing that. Now, looking back on when you started your business, you left the corporate world after 11 years to start a business with no clients, no results to show yet, and no real money to market or advertise. What advice would you give someone either wanting to start their own business or maybe recently started a business that is in a similar situation as you were when you started? And what should they focus on or do to make sure they are setting themselves up for success?
Yeah, great. Appreciate you asking me that. There's a lot of different things, obviously, that you could do whenever you come out. I think the biggest thing that you're going to have to realize whenever you're starting that business, especially from scratch, one is you're going to have to get out and get in front of as many people as you can each and every day. Don't focus so much on the sell. Don't focus so much on getting revenue. You just got to get out there and build credibility through yourself, build your personal brand. Look at chambers, look at associations, networking, closed networking groups that you can go out, get in front of as many people as you can each and every day and tell them what you do. Then at that point, as you continue to build your network, you'll be able to leverage that and get business from that. And the biggest thing as well is that before you have results, before you have credibility, before you have clients, you have to be willing to work for free or to work for a major discount. So you just need to get people in, helping you tell your story and helping you expand your reach, the results that you're providing them. So get out, just get people, regardless if they're going to pay you or not. Just go out, go help people, go provide value, go provide them the service or the product that you want to start selling or that your business is, you know, your business is all about, and go out there and just get as many people as you can utilizing it and let them help tell that story, capture that on testimonials and case studies, and then you can start marketing off of that. The money will come, but you just got to get people, customers paying or non-paying, into your client base, which sometimes you may have to do for free, which was a learning lesson for sure.
Well, certainly has been informative and quite a bit of insight shared here today per your expertise, and can't thank you enough for joining the program. Before you go, where can listeners get all the details on Linchpin Sales, and how could they also be in touch?
Yeah, so you can reach us at linchpinsales.com, or feel free to go to our Facebook page, which you can type in the search bar, Linchpin Sales, and it will take you to it.
Again, Mr. Cockrell, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Brandon Cockrell, the president of Linchpin Sales Interactive, that specializes in using the most popular digital platforms available to find customers and buyers for their clients so they don't have to. And you got to love that. And for further details, visit linchpinsales.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.